Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, both of which deal with Dine Mamonis, meaning when it comes to Yibum, you have to figure out, do they have regular monetary agreement of a husband and wife, or is it different than a regular husband or wife? When you have a normal husband and wife, a man doesn't have any rights to his wife's property after the Kiddushin, before the Nisuin. But the Mishnah in the eighth parak of Ksubis tells us that there's a machlokas about a woman who Yarshin something after Erisin before Nisuin, whereas Beis Shammai says that she could sell it because it's hers and the husband has no rights to it, but Beis Hillel says she shouldn't sell it because the husband has an expectation that he's going to receive it as soon as they have Nisuin. So our Mishnah tells us that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree when it comes to Yevama selling property that she got as a Yerusha after her husband died, but before the Yevama did Yibum with her. So Shomeres Yavam Shnofel and Nechasim, Shomeres Yavam has Yerusha that comes to her while she's a Shomeres Yava, meaning her husband's dead and she had not yet had Yibum. Both Bisham and Bisil say she could do whatever she wants with the property, she could sell it, and the transaction is fine, it's binding, it works. Now, once a couple gets married, the husband gives the wife a ksuba, which tells her all of the obligations that he has, including how much he would have to pay her if they get divorced or if he dies before she dies. And that is a mana for an almana, masayim for a besula, plus anything else that he wants to throw in. He could have tosefes ksuba, he can add, we typically in an Ashkenazi ksuba, add another mea zukukim kesef tsaruf. So plus he has to include the value of the property that she brings into the marriage, which we typically estimate as mea zukukim kesef tsaruf as well. So that's why we always have sacha kol masayim zukukim kesef tsaruf, in addition to the masayim of the ksuba, but really they should have just evaluated how much her stuff is worth, her clothing and her iPad and whatever else that she brings into the marriage, and that's what he would have to pay back. That's called nichsei tzon barzel. Now, a woman might decide to keep her property for herself and not let her husband use and profit from her property during the marriage. That's called nichsei malug, and they don't write that into the ksuba. So if the woman dies before the man, he inherits both the Nichsei Tzon Barzel and the Nichsei Malug. So the Mishnah talks about what happens to the Nichsei Tzon Barzel and Nichsei Malug where the Yavama died before they had a chance to do Yibum. So the Yavama had already done Maimer with her, so there was already some type of Kiddushin, but Mesa, a woman, dies before she had a chance to do Yibum, but after Maimer was already done, Mayasu B'Ksubasa. What do they do with the Ksuba, with the Masayim Zuz, the Mana Masayim of the Ksuba, and the Tosefes Ksuba, and the Tzon Barzel and everything else, the three parts of the Ksuba, and also what do they do with the Nichsei Malug? Does that all go to the Yavam, or does her family get to keep it? So Beis Shammai discusses the Nichsei Malug. Beis Shammai Omrim, Yachloki Yorshei HaBaal and Yorshei HaAv, that the Yorshim of the Baal and the Yorshim of her father, of her family, divide the Nichsei Malug, because we're not sure, does the Maimer give the Yavam the right to the Nichsei Malug, or do we assume that the Maimer does not give him such a right, so it's moment of multiple suffix, so it's chalkin, so we divide it evenly between them. Now the shita of the Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel doesn't only talk about the Nichsei Malug, he also talks about the Ksuba and the Nichsei Tzon Barzel and everything else. Beis Hillel Omrim Nechasim Bechazkasan, all the properties of the Nichsei Tzon Barzel remain as they were, Bechazaka, the Chazaka that they were in before, and therefore Ksuba, the Ksuba payment, Bechazkas Yorshei HaBaal, is in the Chazaka of the Yorshim of the husband, because she never had any claim to that money. Nechasim ha'nechasim v'yotzim ima, the nechse melug, b'cheskes yorshei ha'av, are in the chazaka of the father's inheritors, because the Beis Hillel hold that Maimer gives the Yavam no new right in her property. So that's how Beis Hillel learns. Now we move on to Mishnah Dalet, and we're going to talk about once you do Yavam, what impact does that have with the money. So Knasa, once he does Yibum, Harehi kishtol chaldaver. Then they're just a regular married couple. Ulvat she take ksuba al nechse bala rishon. With the only exception that the responsibility of the ksuba, if the yavam dies, is on the first husband's estate, and it's not on the yavam's estate. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we learned that a shomeris yavam who receives a yerusha before she actually had yibum. We're assuming it means that it's after Maimer, but before she actually had yibum, Beshaim Besil agrees she's allowed to do whatever she wants with those nechasim. She could sell it, and the sale is binding. If she drops dead before she has yibum, but after Maimer was performed, the first case was even if there was no Maimer. The second case, if she drops dead and after Maimer was performed, but before yibum, what do we do with the ksuba, and what do we do with the nechse melug? So Beshame says, I'll tell you what we do with the nechse melug. We divide the nechse melug. And Beisol says, I'll tell you what we do with everything. We leave everything b'cheskasa. The ksuba stays with the Yarshe Abal, and the nechse melug goes to the Yarshe Ha'av. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we said, once the yibum is performed, she is ki'ishto l'chal davar. It's just that the ksuba payment is the responsibility of the estate of the deceased husband. But other than that, they are fully like a regular married couple. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnayos Hey and Vav.